It was a stomp last night. The fourth quarter, it's just a no doubt type of game. Did you feel a close game coming? Did you feel they'll feel so redeemed, such a slice of new existence and new life from Sunday? Where let's say I thought they were losing the second Kyle Lowry fouled out. Yeah, I did. Now I feel like they can win the series, but they got to win game five. They're not winning game seven there, so they got to win game five there tomorrow night.
I'm going to filibuster a little bit because that's what I do on your show and not answer your question, which Marc Gasol does all the time. If you notice,
yeah,
he's asked the question. He doesn't answer it at all. But he just answers the question that he wants to answer.
But the difference is that he doesn't talk about how he's not going to answer it. He just goes and answers it. So
I like this. He's calling his shot.
No, it's fine, but I'm just...
transparency.
He's pointing to the outfield and then hitting the home run. Yeah, like exactly.
The other thing I forgot about is in terms of the finals, look at the opponent. The Warriors.
I know.
Could be the last time that this group of guys is together. Warriors in general is a massive markup. I mean, no disrespect to the Bucks and Giannis, but
we'd be more bored if it was Portland. We really would. They'd have more of a chance to win. But we'd somehow be like, oh God, it's only Portland. Yeah, but you got a better chance to win.
I think we'd be planning the parade route before the series started if it was Portland.
Which might be a mistake.
I think it would. But to answer your actual question, they had a lead at one point of 25 last night. Like they were the better team. And it wasn't all that close, even with their best player not having his fastball, if you will. And now if we look at the series, I mean, game two, you got beat. Game three, it was a struggle at times, but that on both sides. Game one, for three quarters of the game, you were the better team, certainly for the first half. And to me, this is a series all about the willingness to take and make shots. When you look at games one and two, if you look at the second spectrum data, which I have no life, so these are things that I do, they had uncontested shots in the first two games, 40 of them. They hit 47.5%.
The Raptors or the Bucks did?
The Raptors, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
In game three and four, they had 40 uncontested shots again. They hit 61.3%. That's the difference. This Milwaukee team is clear and obvious. We are going to give you open three-point shots. We're going to pack the paint, not give you easy penetration. And when in the paint, we're going to get all of the rebounds, and Giannis is a big part of that. And in terms of Kawhi Leonard, we're going to try and deny him the ball, and when he does get it, we're throwing him multiple bodies from all over the place, making him a passer. If guys are willing to step up and hit those shots, specifically guys on the bench, you win. If they don't, you lose. That's in the era of pace and space and getting up threes. Milwaukee has just said, listen, we're going to be Syracuse basketball. We don't trust you can hit enough threes for us to get out of this defense. They're pretty much playing the closest version of a zone you can in the NBA. And the Raptors finally, whether it was Norm Powell taking 13 threes or Fred VanVleet hitting some, now that he's a father once again, I think that was the difference in the two games we saw in Toronto and the difference in the series.
And it'll be interesting to see how that philosophy on the defensive end for Milwaukee plays out, because Grange was saying it before, and we all know that this is the narrative around Coach Bud, is that he's really reluctant to change things. This is our game plan, and I feel like if we executed how we should be in a position to win. But most people would also surmise that in a series that could go seven games, you have to be making adjustments. It's a bit of a chess match. You have to be thinking two steps ahead. And he's someone that's kind of said, I'm not willing to do that. So the fallout, if Milwaukee is to lose and the Raptors win, I'd be interesting to see how that plays out when he had opportunities to make changes.
Yeah, and the adjustments that we're going to see in terms of the players, it's not going to be with any of the rooks on the chessboard. It's going to be with the queen. And what we've seen, Nick Nurse already make that adjustment. Hey, Kawhi, I'm sorry. We had a truce, myself and Coach Bud. We weren't going to play our stars against each other. Well, desperate times call for desperate measures.
You got to cover him.
You got to cover him,
at least initially.
It might be for 52 minutes, but you got to do it. And you may not have anything left by the end of this series, but if you don't, the end of the series is going to be sooner rather than later. So we've seen Kawhi guard him. We saw it in spurts during the regular season. 32 possessions, Kawhi guarded Giannis during the regular season. Giannis had five, not baskets, shots. And so that formula, it clearly works, and we've seen it work in the postseason. The question is, will Bud and the Bucks coaching staff make a change? And I actually think they would be smart to make the change, Kawhi not feeling his best. Mm-hmm. And instead of double and triple teaming Kawhi, sending so much extra help, leaving open three-point shooters like Gasol, I would just say, Giannis, you've got him. You are doing a Deion Sanders impersonation in basketball. You've got him wherever he goes, and we're not sending any help, and we're staying home to all shooters. Because if that's the case, I'm not sure what the counter is from Nick Nurse.
Yeah, especially if Kawhi's hobbled. Like for me, I was saying earlier that it was super refreshing that finally everyone had a good game at the same time, aside from kind of Pascal Siakam. And then Danny Green's production wasn't exactly where you wanted it, but he wasn't egregiously bad.
He didn't miss a bunch of shots. He held back.
Yeah. It was a really nice game. But for me, if it means Kawhi Leonard has to dig in on defense, and that's where he uses most of his energy. If his team is scoring around him and Kyle Lowry's doing his thing, then I'm willing to live with that as opposed to relying on him on offense and having Giannis just run wild on the offensive end.
Yeah, we've seen Giannis turnovers go up with Kawhi guarding him. Kawhi had four steals last night, and Kawhi, to me, was a little bit of Kaiser Soche last night, right? Like, he clearly wasn't the same guy, yet he was drawing the same attention defensively, and it took over 6 minutes into the ballgame for him to take and make his first shot last night. He clearly knew early that he didn't have it offensively. A couple of his baskets came from backdoor cuts where Marc Gasol just gave him a head nod and said, I'm going to hit you close to the basket. The jumper was short for the most part, got one to stick late, but you're right, Ashley. His value at this point is defensively, he's in
and
this
series.
How many
series, stars can you say that about?
Not many.
Right?
Not many. Giannis would be
sure.
One. But his value is actually going back to the player he was when he came onto the scene with the Spurs, who I'm going to give you great 3-and-D, great effort, help you out on the boards, and then I'm going to get my offense within the rhythm of the offense. And it's not ISO and pounding the ball because he just doesn't have the legs or the energy to do it.
I want to talk about Siakam in a sec. Dom and Bennett in the studio with us, by the way. Greg Brady, Ashley Docking, talking to him. A free association podcast coming up later today will be on sportsnet.ca. Raptors won by 18 last night. We should definitely remind people, Game 5 right here, Sportsnet 590, The Fan with Eric Smith, Paul Jones. Tomorrow night, 8:30 tip. Do you think any less of Giannis after four games? When the NBA, when the draft lottery happened the morning after, we were talking about players you would trade Zion for, and I said there might only be one. There might only be one, and it's Giannis. Do you think any less of him after four games? I listed players I would prefer to start a franchise with if I just need to win next year. I'm probably still going with Curry and Durant, and I think there's a Harden case, and there's certainly a Kawhi case also. I know he's going to win the MVP, and he deserves it for this year. Are you sort of a little less than impressed through four games for the best player on the planet?
Well, the reason why Bucks-Warriors will be a fascinating series because the Bucks are Warriors light. The Warriors, what they were in 2015, this MVP candidate who people love leading the team, some shooters around them, a new coach kind of getting more out of that group. The difference is there's a massive flaw in Giannis's game that he hasn't really come to terms
with. That's right.
And that's the fact that not to the level of Ben Simmons, but pretty close, he doesn't even really look at the basket from three. And the question is, and he's
and long, you know, twos. Doesn't like those either. Doesn't like to pull back and take a fadeaway.
And he had an offseason where he worked with Hakeem Olajuwon because what great NBA star hasn't? And there was rumors last year, oh my goodness, he's going to work with Dirk's shooting coach from Germany. And if he gets that one-legged step back, then end the league. It's over. And the real question, and is the same one we have for Ben Simmons, is how much at this point can you learn to shoot? And not just like, I'm Brook Lopez, I'm going to learn to be able to catch and shoot from a very specific distance in a very specific spot. Get your own. Shoot off the dribble. Yeah. Come off screens and shoot. Be someone who hurts you from three-point range. Even Jason Kidd, early in his career, was called Ason Kidd because he had no J. And his J became dependable, but it wasn't great. And I'm not certain that Giannis is ever going to get to the place where we're talking about him like a Kevin Durant, like a Steph Curry, like a James Harden, where he's being double-teamed and trapped as soon as he comes over half court, and yet he's still able to get you 25, 35 off of the jumper.
Just to let people know, 3 to 10 feet away from the basket, career, he's shooting 16%, and he shot worse this year from 3 to – he shot 15% this year from 3 to 10 feet.
Of a stat. That's so disgusting.
So you're not Chris Webber or Kevin Garnett or Dirk Nowitzki if you can't do that.
I will say, though, the one difference you mentioned, the 2015 Warriors and then the Bucks now, is that it becomes a little difficult, from what I've seen, to have your best player offensively also be your heart and soul engine, right? You have Draymond and you have Steph, and I think that they carry very different roles and they're able to affect the game in different ways. I would say that Kyle Lowry, although not the same style of play as Draymond, but he does that for the Raptors. He ignites them. And then you have Kawhi, who's like, let me just be an offensive force. For the Bucks, when I look at that team, I feel like Giannis is both. Like, and that's a tall task to be the heart and soul, to get people hyped up, to do all the little things that make the team run, but then also affect change offensively every night. It's a lot to ask.
I think we're saying, like, you don't see Chris Middleton as a second alpha. He's not Scottie Pippen.
I don't see him as a Draymond Green. I don't see him as a Kyle Lowry with that type of 30 points. And we're like, he shot well, but okay. Right? Well,
it is the gift and the curse of this Bucks team. If you follow them throughout this postseason, every time that second podium guy could be someone different. Sometimes it's Mirotić. Sometimes it is Middleton.
Lopez.
Sometimes it's Lopez.
One time.
After scoring 0 points in game five against the Celtics, why don't I score 29 against the Raptors and hit four threes? There's been times in this playoffs where, and it's hard to tell watching this series, that it's been Bledsoe or Ilyasova. And so it's nice to know that if your second guy doesn't have it, you got a bunch of second guys. But they don't have another star that can take
someone
over.
Someone dependable.
Someone like, well, guess what? Kevin Durant's calf is injured. We have a unanimous MVP who can take us home. They don't have that guy. And when Giannis is struggling or when he fouls out, that's when they don't really have another card to play.
He is their identity, essentially.
No question. So. No question.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, and it's there's that sort of whole getting there thing and coming close. I'm really skeptical about a team that hadn't won a playoff round all of a sudden going to the NBA Finals and getting home advantage and being a favorite. You know, Donovan, teams for 25 years, they knock on the door, they take a step, they might fall back even 1 year, or then they make another ad, and we've seen it from late 80s Pistons, early 90s Bulls, even those teams in the West, the Spurs and Suns were knocking on those doors when Shaq and Kobe were together, and then they eventually burst through.
Yeah, you need some scar tissue. And even more recently, whether it was the Lakers dynasty, this Warriors dynasty, they had some playoff failings. Both actually often came against the Spurs. But aside from the Celtics, where those guys had scar tissue, it just happened separately, and then they came together with a good coach and Doc, and they went on a run, the KG, Pierce, Ray Allen, Rondo Celtics. Even the super team Miami Heat had to lose first against the Mavericks to have that rite of passage and to understand kind of what this means at this time. The comp, I suppose, for this Raptors team is they have guys with playoff experience and playoff scars. Again, they just didn't have it collectively.
Well,
I know this team,
it's true.
The logo has a lot of it, but most of the guys on the floor in crunch time right now weren't here for those Warriors other than Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, those lines on the basketball and the logo, those aren't a Raptors clause. Those are just scars from like ripping the heart out. But I will say that there was at least more adversity during the regular season for this Raptors team. If you want to talk about a collective going through something, I feel like they went through more than the Bucks did. Again, like 1-2-game losing streak in March. Malcolm Brogdon got hurt, sure, but it wasn't like Fred was out, Norm was out. They made trades, load management, Kyle sore. Mm. Like, it was something every single week with this Raptors team, which I think maybe gives you that scar tissue. At least that's what they can lean on a little bit in this situation.
Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry played 3/4 of the games, and there was another chunk of those that they didn't play together. Marc Gasol traded for at the deadline. A big part of your identity is now playing in Memphis. You had injuries to point guards throughout the season, and yet they were, what, 2 games behind the Bucks?
Kawhi missed 22 games. Giannis missed 10. I said that earlier this morning.
Don't
I'm
get
like,
him back on this.
Reverse that around, and the Raptors. That's why I'm like, well, this is a coin flip series. I always felt it was. It just shifted because it felt like game one was the one you had to have because you had it, just like Cleveland last year. You knew that series was over when they lost game one last year. It just was a question of how many games.
Having said that now, game five is now the one that you have to have because to go into Milwaukee for a game seven, tall town.
No, tomorrow night, and after they're staggering a bit right now. So you're going to have to beat them when they're staggering before they puff themselves back up. We can't wait to hear what you got later today with JD.
Awesome. Yeah, looking forward to it. But he'll, listen, as you guys know him, well, there are no...
Don't get me started.
There's no gray. There's no nuance either. It's over, blow up the team, or plan the parade route. So I think we know where the discussion's going to go today.